أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. This is Surah 13, and at the beginning Allah Ta'ala took two qasams of material things, the fig and the olive, by which man can understand his benefits of this dunya, and from there Allah drew him to understand further the benefits of deen, when Allah took qasam of Turi Sina, that is where many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the Torah, and Allah Ta'ala had spoken to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Makkatul Mukarramah, where also the Quran Sharif was revealed to a great extent. After taking that four qasams, then Allah explained that وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We had created man in the best of forms, outwardly also and inwardly also. We had given him the capacity to reach higher than the malaika also, and become the envy of the angels also. But when man does not use that correctly, then Allah Ta'ala says ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. And phir phenk diya usko niche se niche, and then we drop him down to the lowest of low. Three beautiful explanations are given of this. The one is general across the board for Muslims and non-Muslims, and in fact for animals also. That man, Allah Ta'ala created him first, as in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min dha'fi. It is Allah who created you in weakness. When a child is born, he's extremely weak. He can't do anything for himself. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةً. And after that again, Allah Ta'ala gave strength to a person. As he grew up, he came of age. Now in every way, his mental capacity, Allah had brought it to the fore and to the highest. His body also, Allah Ta'ala had brought it to the highest. Allah had given him, when he reaches his puberty and his adolescence, Allah gave him his beauty also to perfection and completion. Allah brought him to a very great state. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا. And after that, Allah brings him back again to weakness, and that is old age. Slowly old age starts setting into a person, and then he becomes weaker and weaker. So much so that sometimes he is helpless with his eyes and ears also. Sometimes his body, he can't walk also, or he walks bent, or he walks very slowly. Sometimes his memory is lost also, and he feels, I just can't remember anything. His mental capacity, he doesn't want to put his mind under pressure also. He can't do anything, so Allah has brought him back to that stage also. So this is all, and Allah Ta'ala يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاء. Allah creates as He wants to. It is all in the hands of Allah, that Allah has kept the system. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْقَدِيرُ. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who has got full knowledge and the full power to do everything. So that is a lesson for man also to take and to understand. He must never be boastful of anything. He must think of his past, what it was, when he was just a little child and he could do nothing for himself. He must think of his future with old age comes. And this is general. There are exceptions to this also. And for many people, Allah keeps it in a different form. Otherwise, old age comes with all its baggage also. And then a person becomes redundant. A person becomes useless. He's not used of anything. And he's dependent upon others for everything of his. And some people are to that extent that even for eating they have to be fed, and some people even for their toilet they can't do it themselves, somebody else has to do it for them. So this is that one system, and man should take cognizance of this, that how Allah Ta'ala has made man from where he was, and see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in this also. Man has got no choice. When he's a little baby, he's got no choice, he's dependent upon everyone. Now in between, that little stage comes and he thinks he's the god of himself, and he can predestined his own destiny now, and I will plan and chalk out my life, and I will do this and I will do that. But very soon old age sets in again, and he becomes useless again, and he's not fit for anything. From this all man should take lesson also. That is one explanation, and there are two other beautiful explanations also of this ayat, and all of them for us to take lesson and to correct our lives and prepare for the real life, and that is the life of hereafter, where there is no life of a baby in Jannah and there is no life of old age in Jannah. There a person, forever he will live, never will he become redundant, never will he become old and useless and helpless and dependent upon others. Forever and ever he will. So this life has to be used correctly in order to make that life. May Allah give us all tawfiq.